every day on The Drive with Robin Ross, we do Explained Well. And Easter's coming. Why are the Easter eggs so expensive?
Explain Well. Exclusive to The Drive with Robin Ross.
I'll tell you why. It's because the cocoa price. And I've never talked about the cocoa price on the radio before.
So let's go.
And here we are. So last year, the cocoa price was about $2,500 per ton. Mm. Last week, it was $8,500 per ton. And today, it is above $10,000 per ton. So like a 400+% increase in less than a year.
And an interesting fact also on that massive increase is that the price of cocoa is now outpacing Bitcoin in how fast it's rising.
Bitcoin's had a big year.
Verstaan jy?
So the reason is, apparently, a lot of factors coming together at the same time, right? So half of the world's cocoa is produced in West Africa, in particularly two countries, in Senegal and in Ghana, and they have had droughts. They have had crop disease. There's something called black pod disease, which has affected a huge pile of crops. And the entire global production is down. And the speculation is, with changing climates and so on over the years, the amount of space and area around the world you can grow cocoa is going to get smaller and smaller. And yeah, the cocoa price has just gone banana. Think how many things around the world, from breakfast cereal to a shot in your coffee to a slab. Ja. Al die goed chocolade nodig.
Ek wil net gesê, dit is nie ons dink van cocoa of cacao of wat ook al as 'n produk van chocolade. En dit is nodig vir chocolade, maar dit is nodig vir soveel ander goed.
Mense sit dit in hulle tee en hulle gebruik dit as 'n drankie om hulle liggame te cleanse. Ja. En so aan het ek ook vanoggend gehoor, want ek was ook onder die indruk, jy maak hot chocolate en jy eet 'n paaseier. En toe praat ons daaroor in die nuuskamer en toe besef ek, jenema, daar is verskriklik baie mense wat hierdie produk gebruik. And just a quick fact, I did struggle with, what is the difference between cacao and cocoa? So cacao is the beans that are harvested from the cacao tree. So cacao is the bean, and then cocoa is created after they like found the snadoi puerki, wat jy kry. But we spoke about the El Niños and the La Niñas, right? So that is one of the big issues. If you just look at Cote d'Ivoire, the Ivory Coast, production there decreased by 33%. This year, because of insufficient rain, it's dry, and we have this thing there. And then also I see Ghana says that for 2023-2024, this past season, they cut their estimates by 100,000 metric tons. That's really a lot.
Ja, dit is baie. En dit word nou, dit is so 'n gesogte kommoditeit, maar dit is nou ook so min. So obviously, with the supply and demand, we now see this massive price increase, which, I mean, for manufacturers on a large scale is going to impact them. But wat van die kleiner mense wat specifiek met cocoa moet werk en nou ongelukkig hulle pryse moet opstel?
Yeah, 100%. And we're just going to see how bad it'll get. Obviously, it's not as simple as saying, well, because the cocoa price is up 400%, your chocolate is going to be 400% more expensive. Mm. But it might be. You know, once I've seen. So it's not going to affect your Easter as is, but that's where the prices is. The crops are not growing. They take time. These are big trees. You know, the harvest needs to come back. It needs to get moved around the world. And we are currently 400% up already in like 6 months. So once I've seen, hopelijk gaan het nie enigszins weer gaan nie. But by like June, July, August, chocolate is probably going to be a lot more expensive than it is now.
Yeah. So buy lots of Easter eggs this year. Van volgende jaar kan jy net een koop.
Treat yourself.